Hello, everybody. This is your girl, Shawana, here doing another podcast. I hope everyone having a happy Friday. I'm so happy still doing my excess movement, letting go and let God take control. I hope everyone's having a blessed day. I hope continuously that whatever I'm saying can help somebody. Today, I want to talk about boundaries and God. Oh, yeah. A lot of people be like, uh-oh, what do you mean, boundaries in God? Just what I said. We have boundaries. God has boundaries, and we have to respect his boundaries. And when I say this because God expects his boundaries to be respected as well as we expect others to respect our boundaries. A lot of times, we think that God is supposed to be right there when we say we need this and that he's supposed to work a miracle and tell us yes and do all this with a snap of a finger right then and there because that's what we want. But it doesn't work like that. And we have to respect his boundaries when he says no to things that we ask for. And we have to respect that because we're children. We are his children. And a lot of times as growing up, we have our mothers and fathers and we ask them stuff. Can we do this? And can we do that? And mom and dad would say, no, you can't. Well, God says the same thing. When we get on our knees and we pray about things and sometimes he tells us no. It doesn't mean that we're not going to get it, but at that time, he tells us, no, it's not for you right now, but it may be for you later on. And we have to respect that. So that's what I mean when I'm talking about boundaries. We have to respect God's boundaries as well. I've learned, and I've been doing research and reading about different things, but I learned a lot of things reading about boundaries with God. And I learned that the basic problem in human relationship is that of freedom. We expect people to do things the way we want them to do. When I say this, we want people to do things the way we want them to. We want them to be like us. If we see somebody doing something out of the norm, we talk about them, we get mad with them, and we're thinking that they're just bad people. We don't respect their freedom and their boundaries. We all have freedom to do whatever we want to do. Everybody doesn't have to do things the way you want them to. They don't have to say things the way you want them to say, dress the way you want them to dress, make decisions the way you want them to, like this person that you want them to, do this job the way you want them to do. No, we all have our own boundaries and freedoms, our own personalities, and we have to learn to respect that. So that's the same with God. We feel entitled with favor with God because we know God is merciful. We know God loves us. So we feel entitled that every time we get on our knees and ask for something, he's obligated to say yes and he's obligated to help us. But that's not the case because he's not. Because he's God. He can do whatever he wants to do. And if he chooses not to help us at that time or say yes or bless us, we have to respect that. We have to learn to respect that and be obedient when he says no. Not sit up there and go off the handle and think that we can do it on our own and get mad with him. God is who he is. He's our master. He's our father. So he doesn't have to do everything we want him to do. But we do have to obey him. That's the difference. And I think a lot of times we get that twisted. We think that we're God and that he's entitled to do whatever we want us to do and that we don't supposed to be obedient to him. But it's not the case. We got to learn. So that's what I'm talking about, boundaries. We have to learn our boundaries with God. We have to learn our boundaries with people. We have to learn our boundaries with our children. We have to learn boundaries at work, at church, in relationships with our girlfriends, our boyfriends, husbands, and wives. We have to learn boundaries. We have to respect one another and love one another at the same time, to agree and to disagree. And a lot of times, that's what we have the problem with, agreeing and disagreeing and loving one another, because we expect so much from each other. We expect others to do this and do that, but we're not willing to do this and that ourselves. We expect so much from our friends and families, but then what God expects from us, we're not willing to do. Basic commandments that He gives us, such as loving one another, helping one another. We don't want to do that. We want to talk down on one another, step on each other's backs, bring each other's down, kill, steal, hurt one another. That's what we're doing. We're not being obedient to Him, but we expect Him to do for us. How does that work? How does that work? How does that work? Now, don't get me wrong. A lot of times we do get angry at God. And a lot of people would turn away from God because they're angry with Him, which is okay. We are allowed to have anger. We're allowed to feel some type of way when things go wrong in our lives and we pray to the Lord and He decides not to step in. And it's not because He doesn't love us, it's because He wants us to figure it out ourselves. But at the same time, while He's allowing us to figure this out, He's still right there with us. But we're so angry that we don't see it, we don't feel it, which is okay. Because after we realize that we can have a relationship with Him and we can tell Him how we feel, He's going to start unmasking that hurt and pain and filling it with love. See, God wants us to have a relationship with Him. He wants us to be honest with Him, which means if we say we're mad at you, He wants us to tell Him that. It's okay to say, Lord, I'm mad at you. Why did you do this? Why did you allow this to happen? He wants us to ask those questions and let Him feel those feelings. And if you don't think so, read Job. That's your example right there. Job was angry with God. No matter what God did to him, he still respected him. He didn't murmur. He didn't talk against him, but he was angry. And he had two conditions. He was allowed to tell God how he felt without being disciplined. And he did that. And God listened. And guess what? He'll listen to us too. We're allowed to feel emotions. A lot of people, they say a lot of things, but you can't feel like that towards God, or you can't do this towards God. You can be angry. You can tell God how you feel. That's just like when you have a loved one dies. You're allowed to grieve. You're allowed to question Him, why? Why did this happen? Because God knows your hurt and pain. He knows how you feel. And He wants you to have that relationship with Him where you can talk to Him and tell Him, look, Lord, this is what I'm feeling. This is how I feel. I'm not understanding. I need you to tell me why this is going on and help me with this. That's the relationship that God wants us to have. He wants us to be honest with Him. He don't want us to cover nothing up and feel ashamed if we feel this way. But see, we can't do that with people, though. If we tell people that we're angry with them or we feel some type of way, they catch attitudes. Yes, they do. They don't want to talk to you no more, or they ready to fight you, or they can start talking about you, and all kinds of stuff goes on. Instead of just being open-minded and have a real conversation and say, hey, I need to talk to you. This is how I feel about this. This is how I feel about that. It's all about communicating. And that's what we got to learn to do. between us peoples. We don't like to communicate. We hold stuff in. And God don't want us to hold nothing in. He wants us to let it out and be honest with Him and with ourselves and with our loved ones and our friends, our spouses, our boyfriends, girlfriends. To be honest and communicate with one another. Those boundaries, we have to let some of those boundaries down, but sometimes we have to keep some of those boundaries up for our sanity. We do. But with our boundaries with God, we have to respect Him and know that He is God. He's not man. He's not anyone that you can manipulate and make do something. He's our Father. He created us. So we have to respect that. And He respects us because He gives us boundaries too. He respects us when we say no to Him, when we don't want Him in our lives, if we turn away from Him. He respects that. He let us go on, but He's still with us. But at the same time, He let us go on and fall down on our face until we realize we need Him. He does that. He respects that. He don't pressure us to come back to Him. He allows us to go on. Let us make those mistakes. But at the same time, He's with us. He's still with us while we're doing it. Because He still loves us no matter what. No matter what we do. No matter how we turn away. How many times we say no to Him. He still loves us. And He still keeps us. So that's all I wanted to talk about today. Just a little snippet about boundaries and God. That we have to respect boundaries amongst ourselves. But most importantly, we have to respect the boundaries with God. Because He is our Father. And a lot of times when we pray about things and He tells us no, it doesn't mean that He doesn't love us. It doesn't mean that He's not going to do it. But it might mean at that time He knows what's best for us. It might not be best for you right now. But if you keep trusting in Me and believing in Me, believe in Me. Along the way, you're going to get that blessing. You just got to be patient and trust the process. That's all it means. And so we have to be big brothers and big sisters and big children to understand that. And that's the thing about transforming our minds and heart, to really surrender ourselves to God, to understand those type of things when it happened. If you're not truly transformed and have your faith in Him, you're not going to understand nothing that I'm talking about right now. But for those that do understand, I hope you can, about those boundaries. And when God say no, it's not no permanent, it's just no right then. Because we got to remember, our way is not God's way. He moves when He moves. We might need it right now, but when He moves, it may not be right now. But it's always on time. Always on time. So I hope everybody have a happy Friday. I hope whatever I said, just a little snippet, can help somebody. And I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.